Today, we are very fortunate to have with us Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji to enlighten the topic of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela from 12.7 onwards. Hare Krishna Kirtida Sundari Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining this session and giving your very valuable time and association this morning and enlightening on the topic, Mataji. I hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Namaste, Mataji, for such a kind and warm welcome to all the assembled Vaishnavas. And thank you so much for moderating this call. Okay, thank you each and every one of us for sharing your wonderful, valuable time with all of us to hear something in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So thank you all so much. So now we'll start. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 12. Entitled The Lord's Dealings with Jagannatha Pandit. And today we will start with text number 7. Yeah. Eta Gauda Deshe Prabhura Yata Bhakta Gana Prabhu Dekhi Bare Sava Kari Lagamana. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Meanwhile, all the devotees journeyed from their homes in Bengal to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripahatam Ham Bandeshi Guru Dinatarinam. Guruve Gaura Chandraye Radhikaye Tadalaye Krishnaye Krishna Bhaktaye Tad Bhaktaye Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So thank you once again. Now, I know I cannot say something without your blessings. So again, I'm beseeching each and every one of you to please shower your heartfelt blessings, prayers, and wishes so that I can speak something relevant to this wonderful esoteric topic, very difficult to understand for a conditioned soul like me. But maybe in your association, I may be able to deliver the right message that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wants to deliver. And of course, our dear Srila Prabhupada through the via medium, being a via medium. So, one shakal patirubhascha, kripa sindhu bhayevacha, patitanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, alantakoti vaishnavrinde ki jai, gauravakti ki jai. Okay, so this Chaitanya Charitamrita, now we are in this chapter number 12, Antya Leela. And yesterday we heard such a wonderful, beautiful class by His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. And this is the chapter entitled is The Loving Dealings Between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannatha Pandit. But Kaviraj Goswami, you know, not directly jumping onto this pastime, he wants to tell something, he wants to explain. And therefore, he started with the topic of Shivananda Sen and Nityananda Prabhu, our dear Nitai, showing immense mercy on Shivananda Sen. And this chapter is started with a very, very celebrated verse by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Shruyatam shruyatam nityam giyatam giyatam mudha chintayam chintayat bhaktas chaitanya charitamritam. And yesterday also Prabhupada was mentioning that this verse can be as a mangalacharan for Chaitanya Charitamrita. That how important it is to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, to understand, and not only to read, I should say, but to study, because Prabhupada books are not supposed to be read like newspapers, but they should be studied with proper notes, making of proper notes, right? So that's how we should study Prabhupada books. Not only Chaitanya Charitamrita, but any of Prabhupada books should be properly studied as law books. That's some, you know, how an advocate, when you meet an advocate and he wants to state some facts, he'll tell that, okay, on this page and this action and this act, you know, there is this law. So that is, you know, he's so much, you know, into it that he knows each and every in and out of everything. Similarly, Prabhupada books should be studied as law books, that somebody something ask, then, you know, we should be able to quote the references, we should be able to quote from Prabhupada books. But again, a disclaimer, you know, I'm definitely not on that level, but trying to be in the association of all your wonderful Vaishnavas. So this is what even Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Shruyatam Shruyatam Nityam, Giyatam Giyatamuda, Chintayam Chintatam Bhaktas, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It should be always the dealings and the characteristics, the transcendental life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be heard, chanted, and meditated upon with great happiness. This is very, very important that these pastimes are supposed to be meditated. Okay, it's very, very important, because the more we meditate, the more we realize that, you know, what's getting unfold in these wonderful pastimes. Anyways, so right now he covered till 6 verses. So in the 7th verse, you know, in the 6 verses, actually, he just quoted that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing his days in Gambhira, and sometimes he would feel immense separation with Krishna. And in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he would cry with 5 streams of tears coming out from his eyes, falling onto his cheeks. He would just cry. And at that time, Sarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, who are Lalita and Vishakha Sakhi, would try to console, would try to console Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So text 7, then Kaviraj Goswami takes a shift and he tells that how, meanwhile, all the devotees, they journeyed from their homes in Bengal to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this also we know that how every year all the devotees from Bengal, they would come and meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because see, that was the reason, you know, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, at that time Sachi Mata told, because Mahaprabhu's desire was to go to Vrindavan and stay there. But Sachi Mata's request, desire was that why don't you stay at Jagannath Puri so that, you know, we can often come and see you. Because traveling to Vrindavan was not feasible. It will take months to travel from Bengal to Vrindavan. Because those days they just have to walk, you know, they don't have any thing like buses or trains and all, like the facilities that we have nowadays. So Sachi Mata requested that please stay in Bengal. And the reason being that every year devotees can get the opportunity to go to Jagannath Puri and meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So every year, especially during these 4 rainy seasons, that is Chaturmasya, all the devotees would take this wonderful opportunity and they will, you know, in a group, they will walk together and they will go from from Bengal to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is during the Rath Yatra, and they'll attend the Rath Yatra and then finally they'll come back. So this was the every year affair. And this year also, all the devotees, they journeyed from their homes to Bengal, in Bengal, to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kaviraj Goswami writes that who is the leader of that group is always used to be Shivanand Sen. Shivanand Sen ara Acharya Gosai Navadvipe Sabha Bhakta Haile Kathai. Headed by Sri Shivanand Sen, Advaita Acharya and others, all the devotees assembled in Navadvip. Kulina Grama Vasi Arayana Khanda Vasi Ekatra Melita Sabha Navadvipa Ashi. The inhabitants of Kulina Gram and Khanda village also assembled at Navadvip. So these are the various villages, you know, in Bengal. And all the villages will come together from Bengal, and they will assemble in a place at Navadvip, where Mahaprabhu is from. And then, you know, they will make a kind of a big group and they'll start their journey together. So this is how it's always used to be. Now, this time, something very special happened. What happened? Text 10. Nityananda Prabhure Adhyapi Yagna Nai Tathapi Dekhita Chale Chaitanya Gosai. Nityananda was preaching in Bengal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered him not to come to Jagannath Puri. But that year, he went with the rest of the party to see the Lord. So our dear Nitai, you know, he was told by Mahaprabhu that you don't come, you know, from Bengal. You don't come to Jagannath Puri to see me every year, because I have appointed you there so that you give out Krishna Prem there. You just preach there, you know, make everybody Krishna conscious in Bengal. So your duty is preaching. So don't even think of coming every year to Jagannath Puri to meet me. I have assigned you a duty, so better you should do that. But this year, Nityananda Prabhu said that, no, this year I'm not going to listen to what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed me. And now I want to see Lord this year. So, you know, he went with the rest of the party to see the Lord. Now, this is the turning point that our Nitai is there. And whenever Nitai goes, you know, his being Avadhuta, his characteristics always follows with him. So something always happens when Nitai goes. Anyway, so along with Nitai, who all went, Shivas Thakur was also there with his three brothers and his wife Malini. Acharya Ratna was similarly accompanied by his wife. So these are the names of the devotees that Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning. And not only that, the wife of Shivananda Sen also came along with the three sons. Raghav Pandit also joined, and Raghav Pandit always joins with his jhali, you know, with his jholi. Raghava jholi, it's very, very famous because he takes a lot of foodstuffs which are very, very pleasing and dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he and his sister Damayanti, you know, they will cook wonderful prasadam, and they will pack also very, very nicely, neatly, not haphazardly, but they will pack nicely and then they will take along with them. So Raghava Pandit also carried his famous bags of food. Datta Gupta Vidyanidhi Arayata Jana Duitina Sata Bhakta Karila Gamana. Now who else? Vasudev Dutt, Murari Gupta, Vidyanadi and many other devotees went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all together they numbered 200 to 300. So it was not just 30, 40, 50 devotees, but there were around 200 to 300 devotees that, you know, this year that they all got together and they decided to go to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And definitely it was headed by Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata dekhi sabe thandra agya lana anandhi chali re Krishna kirtana kariya. So the devotees, they saw Sachi Mata. So Mother Sachi is also accompanying all of them. Now who is not accompanying is our dear Vishnu Priya. She never ever, the moment Mahaprabhu left Navadvip and he accepted the renounced order of life, from that day onwards, Vishnu Priya was the only one from Bengal who after that never saw Mahaprabhu, never ever. So she was the one who never went to Jagannath Puri, but Sachi Mata was fortunate enough and she went along with her, all these wonderful devotees. And as soon as the devotees saw Sachi Mata, being an elderly lady, being the mother of our dear Nimai, they took permission from her. And then all of them in great jubilation, Anande Charila, you know, with great jubilation, with great happiness, they all started walking from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. And how they were walking? Krishna Kirtana Kariya. They were chanting the holy names of the Supreme Lord. Congregationally, there was a Sankirtan party, you know, that was going on. And it's a huge Sankirtan party. 200 to 300 devotees were going that year. And Shivananda Sen, you know, Shivananda Sen kari ghati samadhana sabare palana kari sukhe lanayana. Shivananda Sen managed the payment of tolls at different places, maintaining everyone. He guided all the devotees in great happiness. Shivananda Sen took care of everyone and gave each devotee places to stay. He knew all the paths leading to Orissa. Now we will take a little bit break here and then we'll just understand about the position of Shivananda Sen. So we all know, because in the first chapter of Antya Leela, when we started off, we heard the pastime of Shivananda Sen when a dog was accompanying this whole group, because that time also they were going from Bengal to Puri to meet Mahaprabhu, and that time one dog accompanied them and finally he was liberated. We saw all that whole pastime. So Shivananda Sen's, it was a daily, you know, it was an every year affair of Shivananda Sen to take all the Vaishnavas from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. And he was a quite rich man and he would take care of everything. He would take care of the devotees' prasadam because they were walking, and it takes normally around 3 to 4 days from when you walk from Mayapur, from this Bengal, and you walk from Bengal to Puri. So it will take 3 to 4 days. So Shivananda Sen would take care of all the Vaishnavas, taking care of their food, taking care of their residence, because every night they have to stay somewhere, taking care of, you know, all the toll expenses, because whenever they have to go, there were a lot of Muslims people, and you know, sometimes Shivananda Sen is harassed also by them, but then he have to find some, you know, mediating point, and then he has to pay some tolls, some taxes, and he would argue and he would request every, you know, to all those Muslim people to please let us go. So they have to cross various barriers. But Shivananda Sen very happily, as a service, as a pure devotional service towards Mahaprabhu, he would conduct this service every year. He was a very, very humble servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every year he would lead the associates of Mahaprabhu from Bengal to Puri during these 4 months of Chaturmasya. So, and all the expenses, you know, what all the expenses are, that all the expenses will be borne by Shivananda Sen. And because it is said, you know, that wealth and opulences, whatever we have, it should be properly engaged in the service of Guru, Vaishnavas and Sadhus. Hari. And if this wealth is not engaged in the service of Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, then this wealth is totally material and this wealth will literally entangle us in this cycle of birth and death. So wealth and opulences, whatever we possess, and not only wealth and opulences, but whatever you know, possessions we have, whatever possessions we have, we should always engage everything, and not only possessions, but you know, if we have some capabilities, all those capabilities, all those things that we possess, everything, like somebody may be a good singer, some may be a good cook, some may be a good designer, or maybe a garland maker, you know, all our artistic things should also be engaged in the service of Sri Guru, Hari and Vaishnava. If that is not engaged, then it's of no use. So Shivanand Sen was being a very rich and wealthy man. He used to, you know, used all his property, all his possessions in this way by taking, in the service of Mahaprabhu, by taking all the Vaishnavas from Bengal to Jagannath Puri every year. So he had three sons. We know about it because when we covered that chapter, we dealt with it, that he had three sons. First was Sri Chaitanya Das, next was Sri Ram Das, and third was Paramananda Das. And all these three sons were very, very, you know, pakka, fixed devotees of the Supreme Lord. They were very, the entire family actually was entirely devoted to the Supreme Lord, to Mahaprabhu. And this Paramananda Das is, you know, Mahaprabhu always calls him lovingly, you know, he used to call him as Puri Das. Actually, when Shivanand Sen's wife was pregnant at that time, Mahaprabhu came to know that she is soon going to deliver a baby. At that time, Mahaprabhu told him to keep his name as Paramananda Puri. And, but, you know, out of love, he used to call him Puri Das. And this Puri Das is the same our Krishna, our Kavi Karnapura, who wrote Gaurganosh Desh Deepika. So we know how exalted all these three were. So, and not only, you know, his sons, but Shivanand Sen has two nephews also. And two nephews were Vallabha Sen and Shrikant Sen. And both of them were also very great devotees of Supreme Lord, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, so this was everyday affair that, you know, he used to take everybody and he knew all the paths leading to Orissa. He knew everything. Shivanand Sen knew everything. So very easily he would take everybody. Now what happened? Ekadina saba loka ghatiyale rakhila saba chandana Shivananda ekala rahila. Now one day what happened? When the party was being checked by a toll collector, the devotees were allowed to pass and Shivanand Sen remained behind alone to pay the taxes. So one day what happened while they were continuing their journey from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, what happened one day, they were stopped by a tax collector. Actually, you know, Chaitanya Bhagavat says that at that time, Shivanand Sen was literally harassed by those tax collectors. But Shivanand Sen, you know, he told the whole group that, you know, you all pass through and I will come. You go there, you just pass through this area where the tolls are collected, because once, if you have not paid the toll, you'll not be allowed to go. But Shivanand Sen said to that tax collector that I'll take all the responsibility, let a whole group can pass through that area. And he instructed all of them that you go there, see a nice place under a nice shade under a tree because it's a hot summers, and there you wait for me till the time I come. And at that time Shivanand Sen was there with that tax collector, and finally he made all that arrangements to pay all those taxes. But it was not an easy thing, not an everyday thing for Shivanand Sen. This toll collector was not a easy man to handle. So it took time. The party actually then went to the village. They waited under a tree, but no one but Shivanand Sen could arrange their residential quarters. So their residential quarters also are being arranged by Shivanand Sen, which were not arranged because Shivanand Sen was stuck at that point. The party all went through and they waited under a tree. But it took a long time for Shivanand Sen to come back. Why? Because this toll collector was not an easy person to handle. So therefore, Shivanand Sen took a lot of time to cross through and to convince him to pay all the taxes and finally to cross over that border. And in the meantime, all the devotees were sitting under a tree, and it was hot summers time, and they were helpless because it's only Shivanand Sen who used to take care of their residential things. But now since he was not there, so none of them knew what to do next. So they were helpless and they have no choice, just to wait for Shivanand Sen. But remember, now our Nitya is there. So what happened? Nityananda Prabhu bhoke vyakula hana, Shivananda gali pade vasana pana. Now our dear Nityananda Prabhu, he became very, very angry and hungry. He became very hungry. He became upset. So empty stomach creates a lot of anger. So our Nityananda Prabhu, he became very hungry and he became very upset also. Because he had yet not attained a suitable residence, he began calling Shivanand Sen all ill names. So this is what our Nityananda Prabhu is doing now. Now we have to understand, we'll pause here and try to understand that the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, he is the crest jewel of all the Avadhutas, right? And it's very, very difficult to understand. One cannot understand the pastimes of Supreme Lord on its own. You have to understand the pastimes of Supreme Lord only by devotional service. So not everybody can understand why Nityananda Prabhu was feeling hungry, why he became so angry. Why? Because Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, what he says, Bhaktya mam abhijananti yavan yas chasmi tatvataha. That only a person who is engaged in my devotional service can understand my pastimes, my leelas, but others cannot. So here also, let's say, think over, you know, who is after all Lord Nityananda? He is Anant Shesh. And he who is carrying all the universes on his head. Why would that Lord, who is actually the shelter of all the universes, be bothered about his residence in this material realm, which is very limited in space? Now try to understand why Nityananda Prabhu, who as Anantashesh is carrying each and every universe on his head, but now he is getting upset because of some limited capacity of space that he wants. He's looking for that residential quarters and he is literally getting upset with all this. Because see, the example normally is given that when there is a small lamp, you know, when the small lamp is lit up, you know, that lamp is agitated by a slight breeze that crosses over. You know, the lamp can get shaken or maybe it can get extinguished. So a small lamp may be agitated by a light breeze. But what about the greatest lamp, the greatest luminous object like sun? Can anything happen to the sun? No, the sun is never moved, no matter what to talk about breeze, maybe a hurricane can come, the sun, nothing will happen to the sun. So here, our Lord Nityananda, who is Lord Balaram, now he is provoked by the unavailability of a mere residential quarter. So we have to understand this, you know, that this is just a mere pastime. This is not that Nityananda Prabhu was, you know, really getting upset on Shivanand Sen and was really, you know, thinking that, oh, somebody should take care of my residential quarter. Why this thing has not been taken care of? That's not the mood. Nityananda Prabhu is now showing his mercy. So let's see what he did when he really got upset. Tina putra maruka shivara. एखा नाना आईला भोके मारे घेनो मोरा वासना दोईला. Shivanand Sen has not arranged for my residence. He complained. So Nityananda Prabhu is now complaining that Shivanand Sen is not taking the arrangement of my residence. I am so hungry that I could die. So because I could die, I curse that all his three sons should die. This was the curse given by the Supreme Lord, our Nityananda. What he's saying, that now Shivanand Sen has not taken care of me. It's been so long. We have been waiting in this hot sun. And I'm feeling so hungry that out of hunger I can die. So I curse that all the sons of Shivanand Sen should die. Now, this is also very, very difficult. Very, very difficult to understand Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes. The same Nityananda Prabhu, we have to understand that the same Nityananda Prabhu, when he was Balaram in the previous incarnation, he went to Naimi Sharanya. We all know this pastime, that he became so angry that he took a kusha grass and he pierced the heart of Romaharshan Suta. Now the same Lord Balaram, when he came as Nityananda in Kali Yuga, what he is doing? He is taking the same kusha grass he is taking now between his teeth. And what he is doing? He is falling at the feet of all the sinful people. And the epitome of sinful people is Jagai and Madai. He is falling at their lotus feet, holding that same kusha grass in his teeth, the blade of grass in his teeth. And he is begging them to please chant Krishna's name, to please chant holy name. So our Nityananda Prabhu is actually personifying the mood of Amanina Manadena, Kirtanaya Sadahari. He doesn't want any honor, neither he cares for anyone who disrespects him. But he is the one who is who gives all honor to everybody. When he used to knock at the door, people used to open the door and they will not see anybody. They will not see anybody standing and they will be surprised that who knocked the door. And suddenly they'll see that, you know, this golden personality is rolling in the dust. He's paying his prostrated obeisances just before the doors open. The door that he has knocked, before it gets open, he would just pay his prostrated obeisances and he would beg that, please, please chant the name of Gaurahari. I'll sell myself to you. I'll become your slave. But please chant Krishna's name. That's Nityananda Prabhu. He would go to all the fallen souls and he would tell them, please engage yourselves in Krishna service. And this same Nityananda Prabhu, who, as described by Lochandas Thakur in his Chaitanya Mangala, what he says, Akrodha Parmananda Nityananda Rai Abhiman Shunya Nitai Nagar Bitai Jare Dekhe Tare Danta Trina Jare dekhe tare kahe dante trina dhari amara kini alaha bolo gaurahari. So see, our dear Nityananda Prabhu, he is akrodha paramananda. He doesn't get angry at all. He doesn't get angry at all. But now in this pastime, we are seeing that Lord Nityananda is becoming so angry, just out of hunger and not getting that residential quarter, that he's cursing Shivanand Sen, who is also a very, very pure devotee. He is actually a Veera Gopi in Chaitanya Leela. Shivanand Sen is said to be a Veera Gopi in Chaitanya Leela. And sorry, Krishna Leela. So now he is cursing the same Shivanand Sen that may all three of your sons die. You know, because he is getting so angry. So one who never gets angry is now showing this transcendental anger. He is depicting this transcendental anger. Why? To exhibit the wonderful qualities of his devotees like Shivanand Sen. To extract, to bring out all those wonderful qualities that the devotee like Shivanand Sen possess. He wants to bring out, he knows that how much Shivanand Sen serves every year to all the Vaishnavas, but what he is getting in return, nothing. So he wants to give his mercy. Nityananda Prabhu wants to give his mercy to Shivanand Sen, and that's why he is depicting this transcendental anger onto Shivanand Sen and his sons. And we all know that his sons, actually they didn't die, because all three of them actually grew up in, you know, very famous saints. They grew up like saints. So when Nityananda Prabhu actually cursed them, it was a blessing in disguise. He was blessing them that may you live long lives and completely be empowered by the Supreme Lord, by Mahaprabhu. So this was actually the chastisement, but it was a blessing in disguise. And not everyone can understand this, you know, this Wonderful pastime of the Supreme Lord. Actually, any of the pastime of the Supreme Lord is very, very difficult to understand. Just like, you know, I'll just refer to one of the words from Gajendra Stuti, where he says, Nayasya deva rishaye padam vidur jantu punakuriti gantum mirutum yatha nattakshik kriti bhir vishte sato duryatanu kramana samavatu. What the translations, Prabhupada says, just listen carefully. It's very, very important. Just by listening to this translation, we can understand that why Nityananda Prabhu was doing what he was doing. Gajendra is saying, an artist on stage being covered by attractive dresses and dancing with different movements is not understood by his audience. So those who are very good in their, in their professional playing, like those we see on the movies, the movie star who is very, very professional, he acts in such a way, his dancing and his acting are in such a way that the people, you know, those who are witnessing, those who are seeing that movie, they get so much engrossed and they start thinking, oh, this person is behaving in such a way, so this person is like this. So his way of acting is not understood by the audience. Maybe a big superstar can take a role of a villain and he may act in such a way that people start developing hatred towards the same star. You know, this happens because they are very, very professional in their work. Similarly, the activities and features of the supreme artist, who is Lord Krishna, cannot be understood even by the demigods or the great sages. And certainly not those who are unintelligent like animals, because here Gajendra is saying, so he knows that he is an animal, dull-headed elephant. So he is now praying that, you know, I know, my Lord, it's very difficult for me to understand your pastimes. Neither the demigods, nor sages, nor the unintelligent can understand the features of the Lord, nor they can express in words his actual position. So this is what Gajendra is praying, and Prabhupada has very beautifully translated. So when a mere actor on the stage in this material realm cannot be understood by the audience, what to talk about the Supreme Lord? What to talk about that transcendental anger that is being depicted by Nityananda Prabhu and stating that, oh, I'm so hungry, I can die at any moment. Now I'm cursing all the sons of Shivananda, saying that they should also die. Now what happened next? Suni Shivanandra Patni Khandita Lagila Hena Kale Shivananda Ghati Hate Ila. Hearing this curse, because when Nityananda Prabhu uttered this curse, Shivananda Sen's wife happened to be nearby. So she heard that curse and she became so upset that she started to cry. She began to cry. And then Shivananda Sen at that time returned from the toll station. As soon as Shivananda Sen came back, you know, in a crying voice, she was informing Shivananda Sen that Lord Nityananda has cursed our sons to die just because his quarters have not been provided. So see the mood that, you know, even the wife of Shivananda Sen, though she is also so much devoted to the Supreme Lord, but she also got upset after hearing the words of Nityananda Prabhu. When she overheard those words, she also got upset. And she started complaining. She first started crying, and then while crying, she came to her beloved husband, Shivananda Sen. And while crying, while weeping, she was telling that, see, Lord Nityananda, Nityananda Prabhu has cursed our sons to die just because he was feeling hungry, just because he was not assigned some residential quarters to stay. Because he was under that hot sun, he couldn't bear, and therefore now he is cursing our sons to die. Just see, this is the first, you know, just keep in mind that how she is reacting, you know, how she is reacting. This is the first reaction we'll see, that she really got upset with Nityananda Prabhu. And what Shivananda Sen replied, तेनो कहे ही सेड बाउली के ने मारे से कांदिया मारू का अमरती न पुत्र त्रहा बलई लाना. What Shivananda Sen said, you crazy woman, why are you needlessly crying? Let all my three sons die for the inconvenience we have caused to Nityananda Prabhu. Now this is the second way to look at the pastime. So first was Shivananda Sen's wife, how she got upset. And now Shivananda Sen, who is literally chastising his wife, that are you a murkh? You are a bauli, means like Hindi mein kehte na pagal ho gayi hai kya, means have you become crazy? Why are you crying? Let all my three sons die if I have caused any inconvenience to Lord Nityananda. That was his mood.
प्रभु पाशे गेला शिवानंदा उठी तांड्रे लाठी माइला प्रभु नित्यानंदा.
Now this is the highlight of this whole pastime. After saying this, Shivanand Sen immediately went to Nityananda Prabhu, who then stood up and kicked him. Nityananda Prabhu was still very angry, and as soon as Shivanand Sen came to him, Nityananda Prabhu literally kicked him. Okay, what happened after seeing this? What was the response of Shivanand Sen?
Anandita haila shivai phada prahar pana shigra vasa ghare khaila ghauda ghare giya.
Immediately being kicked by Nityananda Prabhu, Shivanand Sen became immensely joyful. He being very much pleased by being kicked, Shivanand Sen, he quickly went, arranged for a milkman's house for the Lord's residence. So what was his response? Anandita haila. He became really pleased. Now this reminds of another pastime, that how Advaita Acharya, I'll not go in detail, we all know this pastime, that how Advaita Acharya also wants that, you know, why Lord is treating me as a spiritual master? He should treat me as a servant. I am a servant of the Supreme Lord. Why he is treating me as a spiritual master? Because Advaita Acharya was the disciple of, Madhavendra Puri. He was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, the godbrother of Ishwara Puri. And Ishwara Puri was a spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So basically, Advaita Acharya was a kind of a spiritual uncle to Mahaprabhu. But so Mahaprabhu was giving all his respects to Advaita Acharya, but Advaita Acharya, you know, he said, why Mahaprabhu is giving me such respects? I don't deserve it. I'm just a servant. Mahaprabhu should acknowledge this. And therefore he arranged to preach all this Mayavadi philosophy. And then when Mahaprabhu came to know, and he went to that pandal and he saw Advaita Acharya very loudly proclaiming, you know, the philosophy of Mayavads, Mahaprabhu really got upset, and left, right, center, he started kicking and beating Advaita Acharya. So at that time, Advaita Acharya said, oh yeah, I was waiting for this moment. Why? Because now I know that you are treating me as your servant, because that's my actual position. Same here. As soon as Shivanand Sen was kicked by Nityananda Prabhu, he thought, oh yeah, that is my eternal position. I'm your servant. Now you have shown that, you know, that relationship, because only a spiritual master or a senior Vaishnava can chastise. So now he's saying that, oh, this is the time you have really shown your mercy on me. What he's saying?
Charane dhariya prabhu vasalena gela vasadiya rishtahana kahita lagila.
Shivanand Sen immediately touched the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and he took him to that residence which he has arranged in the milkman's home. And after giving the Lord's quarters, Shivanand Sen very, very pleasingly he said,
Aji mora bhrita kari angikara kaila yemana aparad bhritera yogya phaladila.
Today you have accepted me as your servant. Why? Because you kicked me. And that kicking, you know, it cannot happen among the equals, or those who are a junior cannot kick a senior, right? Only the seniors, those who have that authority, can chastise their juniors, right?
So he's saying that now you have accepted me as your servant because you have kicked me and you have properly punished me of all my offenses. So see the mood that Shivanand Sen is depicting. He is not getting upset at all. Rather, he is feeling happy. And in the future verses, we'll see that why he was feeling happy. Shashti chale kripa kari eto mara karuna trijagate to mara charitra bhuje kone jana. My dear Lord, your chastising me is your causeless mercy. So chastisement of a spiritual master is always a mercy, is always a blessing in disguise. We should really hold on to this statement that chastisement of the spiritual master or a senior Vaishnava is always a blessing in disguise. So in future, if we are ever chastised by any senior Vaishnava, we should take it as a mercy. We should not get upset. We should not react in any other way. Rather, we should always take it as a mercy flowing from seniors. Who within the three worlds can understand your real character? And then he says, why? Because Brahmara durlabha tomhara shri charan renu henu charna sparsha paila mora adhamaratanu. He's saying Brahmara durlabha, this hold even by Lord Brahma, it's very difficult, durlabha for him, very very difficult for him, what to attain your charana renu, the dust of your lotus feet. The dust of your lotus feet is not attainable even by Lord Brahma. But hena charana sparsha paila, but you have touched your lotus feet onto my chest, morava adhamatanu, on the most fallen person like me. You have touched your transcendental body to my wretched body. You have touched that. And so I'm so happy because this dust that is everybody is aspiring for, it's very, very difficult for a personality like Brahma to achieve. But see my good fortune, I'm so grateful to you that being in such a condition, in such a wretched body, I got this opportunity, not by any kind of effort, but just, you know, by your mercy, I got this opportunity to have the dust of your lotus feet right in my chest. Aji mora saphala haila janma kula karma. He's saying today my whole dynasty, my whole family, my whole kula, my birth has become successful. Saphala, saphal ho gaya mera jeevan. My life has become successful now after getting been touched by your lotus feet. Aji painu Krishna bhakti artha karma dharma. And you know, I have achieved the fulfillment of all the four purusharthas. And what are those? Dharma, artha, kama and moksha. And ultimately, bhakti, that is the pancham purusharth. That is the devotional service of Krishna. So I have attained everything now and my life has become 100% successful. As soon as Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he got to know the mood of Shivanand Sen and what Nityananda Prabhu said. Suni Nityananda Prabhura Anandita Mana Uthi Shivananda Kaila Prema Lingana. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he was very happy and he rose and he embraced Shivanand Sen in great love. This is the mood. This is what even our spiritual master does. When he chastises us, it is for our benefit. It is for our correction. But immediately then, if we respond it in the right attitude, the spiritual master gives a tight hug, giving this into account that I do care for you. Then, you know, very lovingly spiritual master will deal with you. You know, this happens. Anandita Shivananda Kara Samadhana Acharyadi Vaishnavera Dila Vasasthana. Being very much pleased by Nityananda Prabhu's behavior, Shivanand Sen began to arrange residential quarters for all the other Vaishnavas, that is headed by Advaita Acharya. And one of Nityananda Prabhu's characteristics is his contradictory nature. He is a vadut. When he becomes angry and kicks someone, it is for one's benefit. This is very, very important. It is not out of any anger, material anger, but it is out of transcendental anger. He wants to bestow his mercy. He wants to give the dust of his lotus feet. But then what happened? Let's see two more verses and then we'll stop. Shivanandera bhagina Shrikantasena nama mama ragachare kahe kare abhimana. Now Shivanand Sen's nephew, we told, right, he has two nephews. One was Shrikant Sen. He was also very, very devoted, Vallabha Sen and Shrikant Sen. But Shrikant Sen, who was also among this whole group, when he came to know that Nityananda Prabhu has kicked my uncle, he felt offended. And he commented on the matter when Shivanand Sen was not present. What he said, Chaitanyara Parishad Mora Matule Rakhyati Thakurali Karena Gosai Tanre Mara Lathi. What he's saying, that Chaitanyara Parishad, my uncle is an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu is thinking himself as to be a great Thakur. You know, he's taking the superiority position and asserting that he is Dandre Mari Lathi, and he is kicking because he asserts his superiority. So now he is kicking my uncle. And then Eta Bali Srikar Kirtan Shikanta Bala Kage Chali Yana Sangha Chadi Age Gela Prabhu Rasthana. Now this is the third person, how he is taking this pastime. After seeing this, Shrikant, who was just a little boy at that time, he left that group because he became so offended, he became so upset that he left that group and he traveled all by himself to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, what he did is that he felt so offended that why Nityananda Prabhu is taking that kind of superiority and is kicking my uncle, who is also so much devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was seeing from that angle that so much my uncle is doing for all the Vaishnavas, but still Nityananda Prabhu, not being grateful to him, but you know, he literally kicked him. Now the point what we have to understand is, the first point is that about the chastisement. That a spiritual master, always when he chastises, we should take it in a right mood. Because he is always in the position where he has the right to chastise his disciple. Just like parents who are very, very affectionate to their children. We all are parents. We know that how much we are affectionate to our children. But when the children are disobedient, what do? We chastise them, right? Now, why we chastise them? It's not due to that we have developed some kind of enmity towards them or we are taking out our own frustration on them. No, but it's for their benefit, to shape them properly, to make them better citizen, to make them better devotee. That's the reason we chastise them, not out of any kind of frustration or anger. If that is the case, then we have to check ourselves. But if we are chastising so that we can shape them properly, because tomorrow they have to face the society, they have to face the world. So they have to become a better citizen, a better devotee. So for that, having that authority, we the parents have this authority to chastise our children. In the same way, the spiritual master also wants to shape us so that we can become the best devotees of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, time and again, he also chastises us so that it is only and only for our welfare. We should never, ever take it otherwise. Otherwise, you know, our spiritual life will be doomed. Like we see in the pastime of Sanatana Goswami. We saw that, right? How Sanatana Goswami, when he developed that disease, he decided to give away his life in front of Jagannath Ghat. And at that time, Mahaprabhu came and chastised Sanatana Goswami, that who do you think you are? Do you think his body belongs to you? Do you know that this body is now my property? So what right you have to give up this body? And at that time when he was chastised by Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur told a very good point to Sanatan Goswami. He said, you know, Haridas Thakur explained this principle to Sanatan Goswami that, oh, Sanatan, you are so fortunate. You are so fortunate. You are so lucky that you are getting this causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord. You have been now chastised by him. You have been corrected by him. And very rare souls get this opportunity to be chastised, to be corrected by the spiritual master. So you are so fortunate. I really bow down to your fortune. So Haridas Thakur was feeling so much happiness. And he was trying to tell Sanatan Goswami also that you are also so fortunate. Because chastisement means correction. It's the loving reciprocation of love from the seniors. What we learn is that we should be very grateful when our senior Vaishnavas or our spiritual master, they chastise us. Because we should be honored and grateful that, oh, my Gurudev is showing some attention onto me. You know, at least in this way we can take. If not that, oh, my Gurudev is trying to shape me properly. At least in this way we can take it in a positive way that my Gurudev is taking some attention on me. He knows what I am doing. So that means he is monitoring me. He is witnessing me. So I should really be feel grateful and honored that I have been chosen as one of the disciples where my spiritual master is continuously monitoring me and chastising me for all my misdeeds. Therefore, this chastisement is out of correction. Okay, we should never take it otherwise. And when a devotee accepts, you know, whatever comes from the senior Vaishnavas or one spiritual master as the mercy of Krishna, as the mercy of Gurudev, and act accordingly, and at the same time be grateful to that thing, then that devotee is really a first-class devotee. That devotee develops the right mood. And what's the mood? That, oh my Lord, I'm just a puppet in your hand. Make me dance the way you like. Our dear Srila Prabhupada, when he met his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his first meeting, he was chastised by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because Saraswati Thakur at that time told Prabhupada to go to West. You know, you are a good person, you have a good command in English. Why don't you go and preach to the Western world? Preach this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And at that time, Prabhupada was a follower of Gandhi movement. So he said, why you are telling me this is not the right time to go? This is not the right time to preach about this philosophy. Because this time we have to first become independent. Right now we are all dependent on these Britons, you know, these British people. So nobody will listen to us. So this hour, the time, the need of this hour is that first we have to become independent. Only then, he was simply, you know, Prabhupada was simply putting all those arguments like Arjuna was putting in front of Krishna. That why do you want me to kill? They are my relatives. They are worthy of my worship. And you are telling me to kill them? So Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at that time chastised Prabhupada that this politics, it will come and go. People will, sometimes some other country will invade. So how long you are going to wait? If you make people Krishna conscious, that will be the solution of everything. So he chastised him. And therefore, Prabhupada took it to the heart, these words of his Gurudev. And finally, he executed. And we know the results. Why we are sitting here and discussing Chaitanya Charitamrita is because Prabhupada was chastised and Prabhupada took it in the right mood. And so he became the Senapati Bhakta of this great Chaitanya army. And, you know, rest is the history that how much, you know, this Krishna conscious movement has grown under the shelter of Prabhupada. So the devotee always thinks that my master has chastised me, so let me be the puppet. And in the same mood, even Prabhupada, when he was writing his Jaladuta diary, he wrote, kashtera putali jatha, nachao se mate, nachao nachao prabhu, nachao se mate. He's at that time also begging that I don't know how come I got this title of Bhakti Vedanta. But now you have to prove this title. Please make me dance the way you want. I have left everything on the order of my spiritual master. But now you have to take control. So this is the mood. The devotee always understands that whatever wealth I have, whatever intelligence, whatever expertise I have, whatever prestige I may get, it all belongs to my Gurujanas. And we should humbly offer them back to them. Just like we offer Ganga water back to Mother Ganga. So chastisement of the spiritual master is a blessing in disguise. This shows his real affection and his attraction towards us, his attention towards us. So now we have already crossed, it's already 12 o'clock, but let me take 5 more minutes to explain the 3 things. Remember, I told you, remember that how his wife, Shivanand Sen's wife reacted, how Shivanand Sen reacted, and how Shrikant Sen, who is the nephew of Shivanand Sen, he reacted to the same pastime. So let's understand that how Nityananda Prabhu's kicking pastime will be perceived in the right mood, in the right knowledge. So actually, any of the pastimes of the Supreme Lord is perceived by people in differently, different people in a different way, in the way their mood or their nature is dominant. Shivanand Sen's nephew, Shrikant, you know, he displayed that mode of ignorance. We know that we all are under the modes of nature, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness, and mode of passion. So Shivanand Sen depicted that mode of ignorance, by feeling offended and distressed. He really felt offended that how come my uncle, who is the well-known personality of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is being kicked by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, where Lord Nityananda Prabhu is asserting his superiority and kicking him. So he felt so offended, and then we read that how he left the group and he traveled all alone to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the other hand, Shivanand Sen's wife, she displayed the mood of passion. Why the mood of passion? Because she was in great distress. She was displaying the signs of grief that, oh, my children have been cursed now by Nityananda Prabhu to die. So this shows her immense attachment towards her children. So she got really bewildered after hearing that curse from Nityananda Prabhu. However, Shivanand Sen, he displayed the mode of pure goodness by considering Lord's kick not as a kick, but as a mercy upon him. He said that this dust of your lotus feet, my Lord, is unattainable even by the personality like Lord Brahma. But now, out of immense causeless mercy, you have touched your lotus feet onto my chest. So how grateful I am that I received your mercy. So for a devotee like Shivanand Sen, nothing is inauspicious. Nothing is with ill intentions. Everything comes from the Supreme Lord, whether it is good or whether it is bad. It has to be taken by a devotee as Lord's mercy. This is the right mood to have. No matter whatever happens to us, we should always take it as Krishna's plan. See Krishna's hand behind it and understand in that mood. And then try to execute also. It's not that something bad happens and we say that, oh, I'm suffering. I know this is all Krishna's plan. I can see Krishna's hand. but I'm feeling so depressed, so morose, so despondent. No. Even if that suffering has come, yes, we are accepting it as Krishna's plan. We are seeing Krishna's hand, but we have to act on it with courage. This is the right mood. Not just feeling depressed, but to act on it. Okay, now Krishna has put me into this condition, and I'm pretty sure, avashya Krishna raksha. Avashya rakshave Krishna palana. You know, this vishwas, this faith we should have that my Krishna will protect me. If he has given me this suffering, he will give me the strength also to bear this suffering. If we have that mood, then we can say that, yes, we are in the boat where Srila Prabhupada is the captain. And, you know, he will take us across this ocean of material existence. Otherwise, we should not even think that we have boarded that boat. To board that boat, this is the prerequisite that we should accept that no matter what happens, I'm not going to drift away from Krishna consciousness. And I'm going to accept it wholeheartedly, whatever is coming to me. Thank you all so much for patiently listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Hare Krishna, what a beautiful, beautiful class. It was so good. I like the way you talk about Lord Nityananda Prabhu with so much involvement and so much love and affection. It was so nice to analyze the way to hear from you the analysis of Nityananda Prabhu's character, which is often misunderstood. So it was excellent, Mataji. The class was so nice, and your analysis of each one's reaction and the mode of passion, ignorance, and pure goodness, that was also very, very nice. The way Shivananda Sen reacted and how he could see things in this light, and the final lessons were also so beautiful. Really, really wonderful, wonderful class. And who else can do it better, you know, than a person who has so much love and devotion to Lord Nityananda? It was so engaging, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Preeti Vilasni, Mataji, for your wonderful association. We really hanker for it. But definitely, whatever kind words you have spoken, I'll definitely pass on to my Gurujanas, because it's none of it was my realization. None of it was my realization. I was simply repeating, but I just pass on those kind words to my Gurujanas. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Kirti Dasundari Mataji. This was a fantastic class. I came in when, you know, kind of in the middle, and I will tell you the truth. I was focused completely on Nityananda kicking Vananda Singh. That was just, and I was preparing my question in my head as you were speaking. And then when you started talking about the analysis, and when you, I mean, I could feel myself moving from the nephew's position of ignorance. I mean, I could literally see myself moving. And then I'm like, you know, I'm so focused on the kicking that I'm not even thinking about the whole message. And then I came to the position. So I said, okay, the message is, and I came up to the wife's position, and I thought, you said anything that Krishna puts us through, you know, there's a bigger picture there. There's a bigger understanding. And when you kept saying chastisement, chastisement, I was sitting here thinking, why would a guru chastise like that? Why would a guru chastise like that? Kicking, you know, this, like I said, kicking was still in my head. Then I came to the point of, you know, how the chastisement happens, that's Krishna's plan. You know, what Krishna puts us through, that's his plan for a certain reason. So I came to the wife's position, right? And then you took me to, not that I'm completely at that position myself, but I had a glimmer of Sivananda Sen's understanding. And then when you said that he will give you, you know, whatever he puts you through, that's for your benefit. It's for you to grow and just stay on the boat. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting on that boat. And thank you so much. This was, I mean, like I got to say, this was an amazing class because I would not have understood it if you had not taken me by the hand and took me to each of those different positions and finally brought me to the doorstep. So I, please, please, my most respectful, humble obeisances to you and your Guru Maharaj for this wonderful understanding. This completely changes my perspective about a lot of things. So thank you so very, very much. Chaitanya Charitamrita is very, very difficult for me to understand. And I just get, you know, I get nervous when I start listening because I don't understand so much, but you have taken me very gently. And I very much want to thank you so much for that. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for your very, very sweet words. The one thing that I like is my Gurudev. Thank you. Him in the picture, because without him, you know, I have no value. I'm zero. So definitely credit goes to him, but definitely credit goes to all other Guru Vargas also, because even Chaitanya Charitamrita is not easy to understand. So I have to scroll back and forth to see actually to understand this pastime.
Thank you
so much, Paneshwari Mataji. And one thing, you know, when you were telling about this, that why the spiritual master chastise, you know. So I was thinking of this one of the pastime, that how there is a huge building, you know, and a big skyscraper, and it's under construction. And a workman is working down, and the main head, the leader, the architect, he is right on the top of the floor, the top of the building. And he comes to know that there is going to be a big fall that's going to hamper that person, that a person who is working as a contractor. So what he did, he was shouting on the top of his voice to move. But because of that whole work, you know, because of that machinery, that noise, he was not able to listen to that person who is shouting on the top of his lungs from the highest building, the point on his building. Yeah. So what that person did, he threw a stone right on his head. And as soon as he got that stone, he immediately looked up and he came to know that there's going to be a big fall. So he immediately moved. This is the reason, you know, sometimes we get those stones on our head from Krishna to remind us, oh, we are going on to the wrong path. So let's be serious. Let's stick to this path and, you know, let's stay. So this reminded me with this pastime, and it's so appropriate that chastisement is necessary. It's necessary to shape us. It's very, very necessary. Words will not help us, you know?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Parima Mataji, I can see your hand raised.
Hare Krishna Mataji, that was so wonderful. And you really took us in a very nice flow, like very gradually, and you explained everything very nicely. I do understand the chastisement part, but unfortunately, we are not on the platform of Shivanand Sen. So, you know, I'm not on that platform. So my reaction would always definitely be in the mode of passion and ignorance. So it's like, it's always very good to have someone mentor you continuously till I'm in that stage that, you know, this is for the good, this is for the good. And so that is one thing. And there's another thing, that suppose it's the fear factor that accompanies every incident. Suppose it's like I was swimming. It's just a crude example. Suppose if I'm swimming and I really don't know how to swim very nicely, but I'm still swimming and I'm saved from drowning, suppose, from Krishna's mercy. But the next time I will be afraid of the water. So how do you, even if you are being saved by Krishna or by your guru's blessings, there is a fear factor that accompanies everything. How do you deal with that fear factor? If you can throw some light on that, Mataji, because all of us face things. And sometimes many times we are saved, but there is a fear factor. I don't want to face this again.
Okay. So what is fear? Can you say something about it? What is fear?
fear is basically that we don't have that much faith. Our faith is very kind of weak, I can say.
Fear comes in a person's life when we have something to lose. Okay?
This is also true.
This is the only truth. Otherwise, we'll have no fear. Whether losing of one's property, losing one's wealth, losing one's family, losing one's spouse, losing one's children, losing one's own life, losing your so-called position in so-called country. You know, you can take anything.
Yes.
Fear arises when we have something to lose. Now, when, with the right understanding, with the right knowledge, we understand that nothing belongs to me, then there is nothing to lose. And when there is nothing to lose, definitely there is nothing to fear about. The only thing we fear is because we don't want to lose something. The moment we give up that proprietorship, that nothing is mine, me staying in US is not permanent. Why should I hanker for any green card on this? Me staying in India is also not permanent. Why should I even think of it? Let the flow goes on as the pages of the chapter, you know, it goes on and on. Let it go. Why should I hanker for it? Why should I fear of losing of my property being stolen by a thief? Now, I'm not saying that you don't work on it. You work on it, but simultaneously don't get attached to it. I'm not saying that, you know, just like a madman or like a drunkard rich man, just put all your property on the streets and let anybody come and plunder you. No. Take proper steps to save everything, but at the same time, don't press on that proprietorship on your possessions. If you don't do that, then definitely, you know, you will be out of fear. That fear will be gone. Because fear comes when we have something to lose. Even if it's our own life. At the worst, what will happen? The worst thing that a person can have is death.
Yes.
Losing one's health, losing one's wealth is nothing in compared to death. So at the most, what can happen? I leave this body. So let me live gracefully. Let me live in a Krishna conscious way. Let me be Krishna conscious. And our Lord Ramachandra, you know, he says in his celebrated verse, Sakrit eva prapannayo tavasmi iti yati achate sarvada tasmai sarvada tasmai dadami etad vratam mama. What Lord Ramachandra is saying, that sakrit eva prapanyo, that just once if somebody surrenders into me, I give them abhayam, abhayam sarvada. I give them fearlessness. And that is my dadami etad vratam mama. That is my vow. That is my vrata. So when Lord Ramachandra is saying this, then what else? What is stopping us to surrender to Lord Ramachandra? If we are still holding on to that possessions and thinking it's mine, then we are at fault. So what's stopping us? Maybe our ego, maybe our aham mameti, thinking that everything is mine, me.
By consciousness, Mataji.
By consciousness, yes. So if we surrender and we just think that, okay, Krishna, everything belongs to you. Nothing is mine. So definitely we'll become fearless. And once we are fearless, Krishna will take care. Hope that helps.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Thank you so much for this amazing class. And I love your classes. And I pay my respects to you and your Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Krishna, Mataji, please accept my respects and obeisances to Hare Krishna. Hare. Okay, anyone else says anything?
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranams, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Mataji, long-awaited class. I can't thank you enough for this beautiful narration of the pastime. Obviously, you made us to think, you made us to understand, and you made us to analyze. And you stressed the importance of meditation upon each of these things, because that leads to further contemplation, and because of which we would realize so many other things. And through the contemplation, Mataji, I would say, obviously, when you were talking about the Srikant, the nephew of Shivananda Sen, I was actually thinking about Daksha Prajapati's pastime. Obviously, in that scenario, we had that. I mean, obviously, Shiva there was very silent. He was not at all reacting to the pastime. I mean, obviously, he was not reacting to what was going around. But we had Brihumuni and Nandi. They all intervened and they created a lot of chaos, curses, counter-curses. All those happened, right? I mean, if you look at it, the conflicting parties themselves are not affected per se. But then the intermediaries, they create a lot of chaos and confusion to the whole scenario. And obviously, in this case, we see that Shivananda Sen by himself, he was not affected and he was showing the mood of a pure devotee. But then we have others who watch and who react to it when that person himself is not reacting. So that was something that came up to my mind, and I just thought of sharing it. And then when you were talking about the wife of Shivananda Sen, so for me, I mean, women by nature are so emotional. So this particular, when you spoke about her, I seriously started, emotions obviously could be used in a good or a bad way. Obviously, if you direct it towards Krishna, then you cry to Krishna, he will take care of the scenario, right? I mean, he'll take care of the situation. And women, and that is why we are always put down. I mean, for some reason, the emotion can take you hither or thither. I mean, you just have to find a way to get the balance. And obviously, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a long time because our mood of attachment is quite different, especially when it comes to kids. I mean, obviously, we are so biased. And this is clearly, clearly very depicted here in this pastime. So just thinking about that as well as we were sharing the pastime. And thank you, Mataji, for this beautiful class. Obviously, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita is something that I look forward to every morning. And it's so nourishing, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Radhika Kasturi Mataji, for adding your valuable, wonderful points to it. Yes, that also reminded me one of the pastime that how here Shivanand Sen is being kicked by Nityananda Prabhu. But we know the pastime where Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu was kicked by Bhrigu Muni, you know, right on his chest. And what was his attitude? His attitude was also, oh, Bhrigu, I hope your souls, the feet are not hurt by kicking a strong stone-like chest of mine. So that also reminded me that how even Lord depicts, you know, this scenario, that how we should always take the chastisement in a positive way. Thank you, Radhika Kasturi Mataji.
Mataji, and I liked your Gajendra pastime too. I mean, it was so very well tied to the scenario. I mean, obviously, true of a materialist to think of it in that way, because you obviously go and get yourself so into the character and you think of that person to be, you know, obviously he's just playing a role, but you think that to be real. And that is our mentality. And you very, very, very nicely correlated that pastime, and it blended in very well to this pastime as well. So thank you, Mataji. Totally, I love the flow. I love the narration and tying of events. And obviously, you're helping us to think also here. So it was a very well done class. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Radhika Kasturi Mataji. Your glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Kirtidas Mataji. Very, very, very wonderful. This is Kamalikirati. Very, very, very wonderful class. And also the answers, also very, very wonderful. Just precisely everything. Bhakti Charu Maharaj ki jai, Kirti Das Devi Mataji ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for your association. Thank you for always there to bless each and every one of us.
You are like our mother for all of us. So thank you for always, you know, keeping all of us in your shelter. Thank you.
Actually, I am under the shelter of all of you.
No, Mataji.
You are nourishing me.
We are under your shelter. We are definitely under your shelter. So please maintain
thank
that.
You, yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Kamadeki Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. This is Karunika. Mataji, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so I never thought about it ke main kabhi read karungi ki nahi, but you yesterday Adigadadhar Prabhu Pran Govind Prabhu was amazing. You made me think that now I should consider, and thank you for giving me that prospect, because I was thinking abhi Bhagavad Gita uske baad Bhagavatam aur uske baad Chaitanya, but you said that better to join and listen, and it is really really amazing to know every day something new, realizations and new things. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Maharaj will be very, very happy, and hope we'll see you soon. And Mataji wanted to hear more and more. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Karunika Mataji. Yes, it is said that Chaitanya Charitamrita is a PhD level, and we can never think ourselves to be on that level where we'll say that, okay, now is the time where I can relish Chaitanya Charitamrita. Never ever a time. But just see that why Prabhupada, you know, he stopped Srimad Bhagavatam. He stopped the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto. And he started this Chaitanya Charitamrita, translations of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He knew that Srimad Bhagavatam is no doubt important, but he knew that, okay, if I'm not able to finish in my lifetime this translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, somebody can do it. But if I don't do it for Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not be exposed, the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu will not be exposed to the people in general. So he took out all his valuable time and he translated this, and he told all his disciples to edit it as soon as possible, and within 3 months it should be out with printing. Now, if Prabhupada is giving so much importance to Chaitanya Charitamrita, for whom? For all of us. So why shouldn't we also take all that importance and should read Chaitanya Charitamrita? No matter if we don't even understand it, no matter if we don't even realize it, but what's stopping us to read? At least we can read slowly, gradually. You know, we will get realizations. That purity will come. We should have that faith in the process. It may take lifetimes. I'm not saying in this lifetime we'll perfect our life, we'll get all the realizations, we'll enter into Raganuga Bhakti and finally go to Goloka Vrindavan. No, it won't happen. But it might happen for some. But generally I'm talking about it might take lifetimes for us, but at least make a start. At least try to listen. Even like I was telling you that day and you said, oh, you are already in Ante Leela. So what? Ante Leela has Shikshashtakam, and every day we are supposed in our sadhaka thing, we have to recite Shikshashtakam every day, being a sadhaka, and that's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that's there in Ante Leela in the later pastimes. So what's, we should never think, okay, this Chaitanya Charitamrita is sweet. From wherever you bite the mango is always sweet. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita is just like the same mango. No matter it is Ante Leela, it is Madhya Leela, or it is Adi Leela. Whenever we get a chance, open the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Read it. Understand those pastimes. Study it. And then, you know, the realizations will automatically come.
As I started with the Nityananda Trayodashi, the lectures, and that's how I started. So I think that was the Nityananda Mahaprabhu's mercy only that somehow I got started interesting. So thank you for that, everything like mercy, prayers, or the nourishing lectures. Thank you for arranging all these things, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you, Karunika. Okay, anything else?
Hare Krishna, Kirti Dasundari, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Mataji, all glories to you. I was also waiting, Mataji, to see what is Mataji going to do over here. It's such a sensitive pastime. I didn't understand what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, you twisted it around and you explain how the moment you read the statement about how Nityananda Prabhu is kicking Shivananda Sen, you immediately try to explain who Balram Ji's position is and what Nityananda's position is and how he is so merciful and so compassionate. So we need to see everything in that light. So I'm so grateful to you, Mataji, for such a wonderful session, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to you Mataji. Very, very wonderful class and very well prepared Mataji. So nice. Thank you so much Mataji.
Thank you Mataji. Thank you so much for your association always and your encouraging words. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to, as Mataji said, all glories to your Guru Maharaj. It's really, really like the way from the beginning, the way you were explaining, as if you were seeing the pastime happening right in front of you and you were enjoying it. At one moment I thought, the story as it goes, I feel like, this is taking a very sad turn. Like how the curse and how it will be dealt with a devotee. But then the way you explained it and brought the sweetness in that pastime. So Mataji, in this way, what you said was that we do not, like when you explained about fear, that why do we have thoughts? Because at times we are in fear, like what are we going to lose? But what if we are not fearing about the material thing? Or should we just take it, okay, like if it is gone, whether it is our devotional service also or anything, we are not attached to anything in that sense. But then if we are fearing about that devotional part only to be missing, not lost, I can say, but missing, then how should we deal with it?
Yeah. Very good, Mataji. No, I'm just talking about material things. I want to make the note of it. For spiritual things, anxiety should be there. Should always be there. We should be anxious for our spiritual, for our devotional life, because this anxiety is only going to take us closer to Krishna. This anxiety should be there always. Whether cooking for Lord, we should be anxious, you know, and we should be really diligent that how we are cooking, what we are cooking, we are dressing. We should meditate that, okay, this is how, you know, the service I will try to conduct, you know, that anxiousness should be there. When giving classes, no matter how many classes, maybe every day three or four classes you may be giving, but that anxiety should be there before every class. That shows our dependency on Krishna, that, oh Krishna, I'm still anxious. I don't know what I'm going to speak and how I'm going to speak. So please, you recite in my mouth and just say whatever has to be relevant should come out. So that anxiety for our spiritual life, for our devotional service should always, always, always be there. Because this anxiousness for our spiritual life is the only thing that's going to take us closer to Krishna. But as far as our material life, we should not be anxious, because anyway, this is temporary, ashashvata. So we should not worry for it. Let the pages open up on its own and let's see what Krishna has to unfold for us. That we can leave it to Krishna. At the same time, we should, you know, just not sit back like Shiva's Thakur and clap three times and the money will come, Lakshmi will come. No, that's not the situation. God help those who help themselves. The saying is right. It's very applicable to our Krishna consciousness also. So we should make proper endeavor, but not extra endeavor. Not to an anxious that we, be, not to such an anxiety that we become depressed, we become morose. That should not be the case. Hope that helps, Mataji.
I don't know, Mataji. I understand it, but it is hard, like at times it is hard to apply it. And you do not understand what exactly the Lord has in store for you. It's not that we question the Lord, but then there are times when we need such classes to understand. And it was right time and like just to again, you know, these things all we know that, but when it time comes, how to apply it, that time, like these are wonderful treasures which we should just listen over and over again.
Yes.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Bol.
So happy to see you.
I couldn't stop myself. I wanted, like, you know, this gives a feeling that I'm sitting right in front of you and talking.
Nice.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kitina Mataji. Very, 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 very beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. Mataji, I cannot hear you.
Yes, Mataji, you can hear.
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, Mataji, very, very beautiful class, Mataji. I really liked the way you brought Gadadhara pastime and also...
Gadadhara pastime?
No, wait.
Gajendra.
One second, Mataji.
Gajendra.
No, no, Gajendra pastime also. Who is that?
Advaita Acharya.
Advaita Acharya. Ah, I get always confused with the names. Ah, Advaita Acharya pastime, that example here, you have telling how Advaita Acharya wanted to move that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feeling about him, and the same way here you are comparing the story now. That was very nice. And the example that you gave to Panishwari Lakshmi Mataji about the construction, building and everything, that was really, you know, that we can easily relate to it. Very, 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 very beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much. Mataji, I forgot the name of that person who carries the food.
Raghava Pandit.
Ah, Raghava Pandit. Raghava, what do you call that bag?
Raghava Jali.
Ah, what is that, Mataji?
Raghava Jali.
Jali. That was very nice, Mataji. It's very nice. One day when we go yatra, we need to have certain friends like this. No need to cook anything, they will take care of us. Very nice, Mataji. Very beautiful, beautiful class, really so nice. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dali means a bag, so he carrying bags, yeah. The prasadam for Chaitanya.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, Mataji, got it, Mataji. That's why I'm saying, Mataji, we need to have one friend who can carry for us like that.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Where is our Vrinda Gopika Mataji today? How are you, Mataji?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Anant Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. I learned lesson from you, Mataji, today's class, that whenever the senior Vaishnava are correcting me, my exam, when before 10 years, like because of her ego, inside the ego is there, we are not taking it positively. But whenever the time is going past and past, hearing Krishna Katha, and then we understand, oh my God, I am wrong. That time. So this is very important that we have to take positively why Krishna will put in this situation, so that when now we are free from material responsibility, so it's time to read Sisi Bhagavatam, Sisi Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sisi Bhagavad Gita. Like one Mataji told that still we are not trying to read Sisi Bhagavatam, digest Sisi Bhagavatam and we jump on Sisi Chaitanya Charitamrita. But we are so lucky, Mataji. We are so lucky. How nicely you narrating the Sisi Chaitanya Charitamrita, Tachi Adikadada, Raji Kirtida Sundari and all the senior Brahmachari. That wo interest just a ballet before 20 years when we see the TV. Oh, after that, what the next flashback is coming? Like that, we are hungry to hear Shishi Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially, we digest it. And cooking Shishi Bhagavat Pasadam, one side our kids are working, one side Prabhupada is working. And everybody is hearing indirect Krishna Katha. Yesterday, when Vinita Gandharvan Mataji, whole night, he is doing japa. So I get up 1 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock. My Prabhu say, oh my God, there is such a nice sound is coming. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Whole day Hare Krishna Mahamantra is going on. So this is the benefit, the association of senior Vaishnava. Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga. They not transfer ourselves, but transfer our family member. It is not possible, Mataji, for us by mercy of Sisi Nitai Padakamalam, Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kirtida Sundari Mataji, pray for me that whatever we cook prasadam, we should be very conscious to cook prasadam that sweetness came and it's directly it goes to Sisi Jagannath Prasadam to our family member. They sit in our shoulder and they become a more sincere than us. That is my prayer. Hari Hari Gauranga, Dandavat Pranam. Anant Koti Dandavat Pranam, Kirtidas Sundari Mataji. I remember you are making 5, 6, 7 books and your notes and Sisi Chaitanya Charanamrut and other Gurudev book, and you prepare for us notes. So today I am not qualified to prepare notes, but sure, evening time, sit and prepare notes. Anant Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Sisi Radha Gopinath Ki Jai.
Vrinda Gopika Mataji, for praying for me, and definitely we all will pray for each other. And yes, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji is chanting, and her sincerity, her dedication, it's outstanding, commendable. So my dandavats to her, definitely. Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, for your association. Okay, so it's already 12:39.
Hare Krishna, Kirtidas Sundari Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to you and Guru Maharaj Mataji. Such a wonderful class on chastisement, Mataji. It's really eye-opener, Mataji, how we should treat chastisement and what is the mood we have to accept the chastisement, Mataji. And lastly, in the last part, how you have taken to the Leelamrita and how Srila Prabhupada at the first instance got chastisement from his Guru Maharaj, and from there also you connected to Bhagavad Gita. How Krishna is explaining to Arjuna on the battlefield all the doubts. So how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is also clarifying all the doubts. What is the importance? What is the mood we have to carry out? It's so, so wonderful, Mataji. How you connected both these pastimes very nicely, Mataji. And from starting to ending, Mataji, you cited so many examples also to make us understand what is the mood we have to accept the chastisement. In our local language also, we have that opinion, only the loud ones get the chastisement.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's very true, Mataji. From this class, I got to know only the loud ones get this chastisement, because they are more concerned about the loud ones. They want to share them correctly. That's very true, Mataji. From this class, I definitely got this conclusion. Thank you so much, Mataji, once again for your hard work and making us understand the importance of chastisement, Mataji, and how it improves our spiritual growth also. Thank you so much, Mataji. Anant Koti Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Mataji, with your permission and with all the devotees' permission, shall we end the class, Mataji?
Yes.
Okay, so Hare Krishna, dear devotees, I hope nobody has questions for Mataji. So with all your permission and Mataji's, then I would like to pay my obeisances to Mataji finally for this wonderful class. Vancha Kalpa Daru, please.
Hare Krishna, Shama Supriya Mataji, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Which you just said that at your place, you know, in India. So where is that place?
I'm from Andhra Pradesh, Mataji. Now it is divided, but whole Andhra Pradesh.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Andhra.
Yeah, so you speak the
Telugu, Mataji, Telugu language.
Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Vancha Kalpatarupyasya Kripa Sindhu Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindiki Jai Namachari Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Har Grace Kirtidas Sundari Mataji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you
so much. Hare Krishna.